This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are two big labor market data points coming out this week. The November job openings and labor turnover survey drops tomorrow, JOLTS for short. Then on Friday, the big December monthly jobs report will be upon us. Actually, I should have said there's going to be a whole bunch of labor market data points because each of those reports has within it crosstabs galore. One that we'll be watching in particular, temporary help services, the industry that helps put workers in temporary jobs. It lost more than 13,000 positions this past November and now has almost 6% fewer people doing the work to help people find work than it did in November of 2022. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes looks at what's going on there.
When the labor market was red hot in recent years, the temporary staffing industry was too. Ron Hetrick is a senior labor economist at the research firm Lightcast.
Every staffing company I talked to back in 21, 22 is like, we have expansion plans, we're exploding and everything. Well, that party kind of ended.
Hetrick says one reason there was a party to begin with was that certain industries, think warehousing, saw a big increase in demand and needed a lot of temporary workers to meet it.
And now demand has stabilized. So that has kind of cooled off need for light industrial staffing.
Hetrick says another reason the party's over is that private equity firms often fund projects that require companies they're working with to bring on a lot of temporary IT workers. But thanks to high interest rates, that private equity funding has dried up.
They went from record highs in 21 and the beginning of 22 to recent historical lows.
Also, a lot of companies have converted temporary roles into permanent ones because they wanted to hold on to their workers in a tight labor market. And workers were happy to take those permanent jobs, says Susan Hausman, an economist with the Upjohn Institute for Employment Research.
Most people who work for temp agencies don't want to be working in a temp job. They want to use the temp agency to find permanent jobs.
Turns out permanent employees can be better for companies as well. Aaron Hatton, author of the book The Temp Economy, says not only are permanent workers more committed because they're permanent, they tend to be better trained, too.
Oftentimes, you'll see temporary employees thrown into jobs. They don't maybe even know what they're supposed to do until they arrive. And so that doesn't make for great outcomes for productivity.
Hatton also says having workers in permanent jobs gives them more economic stability, which makes them more comfortable spending money. So maybe they can just throw the party themselves. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.